You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals, where I'm covering a common question, which is, how long should your proposal be? The rule of thumb for how long your proposal should be is that it has to be as long as you need to get your point across without overwhelming the evaluators or burying your great content. More is simply not better. Consider the effort it takes by the reviewers to slog through long proposals. In the words of Dr. Frank Luntz, author of the book Words That Work, he says, "Brevity, clarity, and simplicity are simply the hallmarks of good communication." And I certainly agree on that point. In some proposals, you'll be given a page count limit that forces you to respond within predefined limits. This may even include specifying font size and minimum margins. If you're given a page limit, write close to the limit without going over, unless the limit's simply longer than you need to tell your story. Don't just add filler to get it to the limit. In some cases, you'll be given page count limits for specific questions or sections. It should give you some idea of the relative importance of each question or section based on the amount of space in the overall proposal that's allocated. If you're given a limit, be sure to follow it. You might be disqualified if you exceed it, or any pages over the limit may be discarded before they're even seen by the evaluators. If no maximum page count is given, take a disciplined approach and make sure you don't write too much. There's a temptation to include all the material you can find when there's no limit. This tendency results in material that's not relevant to the actual evaluation of your proposal, and it may distract the evaluator from the messages that are most important. If you aren't given a page count limit, assess what a reasonable limit should be and take a similar approach to page counts for various questions or sections by providing a page count limit internally while you're developing the proposal response. You're much more likely to get concise information from your internal writers, subject matter experts, and subcontractors. A rough guideline for allocating space is to use a scoring matrix and allocate a page count to specific questions or sections based on the value in the scoring matrix. For instance, if you have a 100-page limit or decide that a 100-page proposal is appropriate and a specific section is worth 20% of the total score, you'd allocate 20 pages for that section. This is only a starting point, since there may be specific areas where you need more or less space to appropriately address the question and provide the required information, so don't be too rigid. If you assess information and decide whether it's important enough to include during the overall process, the size of your proposal should naturally develop. It's important to take a critical eye and not be afraid to discard, summarize, or shorten material that was provided to you by others. Structure and formatting is also very important, and it'll be discussed in a future podcast, but don't sacrifice a readable proposal to make a short one. Eliminating useful elements that take additional space will defeat the purpose of communicating your message. These elements include introductions, summaries, diagrams, bullet points, subheadings, and shorter paragraphs. Some companies reduce font size, spacing between paragraphs, and even margins to pack in more material. This makes it very hard to read and defeats the purpose. Call out the material that really doesn't matter and make it easy for the evaluators to evaluate. And yes, it's more difficult to write a shorter, tighter, better proposal than a long, bloated one. In a long letter to a friend, Mark Twain once said that he would have written a shorter letter, but he didn't have the time. So I've tried to keep this podcast short and to the point, but if you've got a question you'd like me to answer, feel free to send me an email or leave a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. You can find our contact information on the website as well. I'd love to hear from you. And just a reminder, my book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, is now available online from Amazon in many countries or directly on my website. In the book, I cover this and many more important strategies to help you write winning proposals. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Terrio. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.